This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Yes, welcome back to Sin 90.7. Good to have you with us on the drive in to work or school, whatever you're doing this morning, 6 to 9. This is Get Serial, hosted by Jim, Cobb and Elsie. Now, you did mention earlier, Jim, our particular football sides are playing
Friday night.
With both coming off very good wins, mind you.
You have won your last five.
Something like that, yeah.
Five, I think it is.
We won Not me last, personally, but we, my team.
Your team, Sydney. Melbourne's won the last four. This is a blockbuster. We're going to hate each other.
Yes. Did you happen to see the results of the Sydney game over Essendon?
That was incredible.
Over the weekend. There was 3 minutes left. In case you missed it, I'll just explain.
No, I was actually going to say, I never watch football, and that was I haven't even heard about football recently, and I did hear about this.
Yes,
so
this was a
insane.
Remarkable comeback.
Yeah.
3 minutes left, and they had to kick,
They needed three goals.
I think they were down by, 18 or 19 points, which is very hard, because you've got to kick three goals plus another point, another point to actually win it. And it just sort of happened to work out like that, and a kick after the siren from the goal square, and I was going bananas. It was good fun.
Yeah.
You would have been. And then Melbourne on the Saturday night did a very similar thing, 16 points down with about 6 minutes to go.
Oh, my God.
West Coast have a shot probably to kill the game
miss it. The point about West Coast is that they very rarely lose when it's their home game
in Perth. And in that scenario, too. And then Melbourne's kicked three goals in the last few minutes to snatch it. I must say though, I had something on Saturday night, so I couldn't watch the game live. So I turned my phone off at 7:30, whatever time the game started.
Yep.
Recorded the game on the Foxtel, and then at about 10 o'clock, I finally got to sit down and watch the game. Phone still switched off.
That's remarkable, because I was in the exact same situation. I had something on. I turned the phone off. I was at a stand-up sort of performance thing, and I got a call from Dad. And I got a call from Dad last week when Swans just beat Richmond.
Yeah.
So he called me, and I knew he was watching the game. I usually watch it with him. Knowing that he'd called me, I thought that, it's going to probably be a close one, or, he's called me because we've won by, just a kick or a goal or whatever. And meanwhile, Sophie's sort of looking up the result as we drive home, and she's going, "Oh, you won't believe this." And I just saying, "Shut up, don't tell me anything." I made her go inside, make sure all the radios was off, and she says, "This is remarkable, you want to watch this." I got home and I watched it after midnight and then I called Dad. So I called him after. I know what you're ringing about now. Yeah.
Even with the delay though, it still gets your heart going.
I had no idea.
It was 12:30 I finished watching it Saturday night.
So funny.
And that last 30 seconds I was shaking, heart was just pounding. And sitting in a dark house because I had all the lights off because Gabby and the dog were fast asleep in bed. And when Melbourne kicked the goal to put him in front with 20-odd seconds...
Oh, they weren't asleep anymore.
They weren't asleep. They both came out.
Oh, my God.
Because Gabby knew the results, so she came out just to see my reaction sort of thing. But, I woke her up when they kicked the goal because I've launched off the couch, massive fist pumps going everywhere. I'm going, "Yes, go D's!" Just yelling at the top of my voice.
That's remarkable. It sets up similar situations, and what it does, it sets up a big clash this Friday night at the MCG, and
I can't wait.
We usually go to games together.
We do.
Probably, even if our teams aren't playing, we usually go.
And we try and get to a few.
What it does, when Sydney plays Melbourne, we like to have something.
We like having
on
a wager.
The line.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, over the time, Cobb, that we've been doing podcasting, radio, all that sort of stuff together, we've had a number of wagers along the way. And, Elsie, you've suggested something to be the punishment, which we'll get to in a moment. But just to give you an idea of some of the stuff we have done along the way. We had a challenge one day which resulted in Cobb having to go to the soccer in an AFL jumper and start chanting football
not
phrases.
Soccer chants.
Oh, no.
So, just when there's just a boring, just nothing bit of play, Cobb had to stand up and go, "Holding the ball!"
Did you actually do that?
Yeah, yes. I did it, yeah.
Filmed it, too. We'll show you in the break. It's on Facebook. We might even share it because he looked like an absolute flog, I must say. And that was the whole point of the challenge,
we'll
just to embarrass one of us. And just thank God it was Cobb. We also had another challenge where it was around the time, Bishop?
No, it was Bronwyn Bishop.
She got done for using taxpayer dollars
to fund a helicopter flight. Fund a helicopter
flight somewhere.
Yeah.
So Cobb lost the challenge between us. He then had to walk around uni with a sign and a little cup for donations and had to explain to people that he was collecting money for Bronwyn Bishop's helicopter fund. We also had a quiz one day that...
We went down a treat.
Yeah.
Someone actually donated money. Cobb
no way.
Had to go back and explain, look, mate, I can't take money. There was the chili donut. Basically, if you got a question wrong, you had to pull a donut out of a box.
We had a box of six donuts.
Six donuts. There was two chili donuts and four Nutella donuts. I got both chili donuts.
Terrible odds.
They were nice, though, I must say. Copyrighting that. We also had another one where the loser of a quiz had to drink one of the worst drinks of all time because our show was live from a bar that day, I believe.
That's right. Yes.
And the punishment was a beer with
tomato sauce
in it. Anything you could find and pour in there.
Salt and pepper.
It had mixed.
Yeah.
And it was even worse for me because I don't drink beer. So, I mean, beer was probably the worst bit for me.
So that's a little idea of some of the things.
Some of the challenges.
Now, it came up in discussion before.
Yeah.
I actually don't remember how it came up, but you suggested going for a swim.
When Jim said he wanted to go to the beach.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, Jim, I think it would probably be appropriate. The loser of our football team has to go for a swim.
Have a little dip.
Go for a swim. You got to go fully under.
Mm-hmm.
And the real kicker is you have to wear budgie smugglers.
Yes.
I'm so happy I'm not involved in this.
So
we'll try and find it. We'll find a pier and one of us will jump off a pier, I think.
Oh, God.
Or we'll try and do some sort of ice bath, sort of cold situation, and we'll film it and put it up. So a lot on the line, and just in case it does happen.
We will film it, and it will be on the...
What happens if a draw? Do we both have to do it?
Okay. If it's a draw, we both No, if it's a draw, Elsie does.
No way. No,
we'll both do it if it's a draw. Hey, just quickly,
yes.
We are about to go to a break. Just a heads up to the listeners at home. Shortly, me and you, Cobb, we're going to leave the studio.
Yes.
We're going to leave the studio. Word came about last night that there is a rat loose in the SIN headquarters. Me and you are going to go find the rat and catch the rat.
Yes, and we'll bring that scintillating live radio broadcast to you shortly.
Heads up, I may just tackle Cobb and claim that he is the rat.
And give away the plotline, mate. You are listening to SIN 90.7, just in case you've forgotten. This is Sooner or Later by NERD. You're listening to Get Serial on SIN 90.7. It's Jim, Cobb and Elsie on the radio. We do have an interview with Tori Dunbar coming up shortly. But in the meantime, we spoke about this last week, and probably weeks before that, I think.
Yeah, I think it's dragged on for a while now.
It just keeps going.
Content filler.
And you've just got to find time to get these things done.
I know.
If it takes time, it takes time.
You're cashed up. You're cashed up.
Yes. Big bucks.
Got a bit of money behind you.
Station's paying you far too much.
Oh, clearly. So you'd be way too much.
Putting the extra cash into a jar.
Coin jar. Yeah.
Got a lot
that
of
sits on our dresser at home. Now, my partner and I have been filling this for about a few months, and we ended up with about $50 in it, which in previous times we've gone out to dinner with and all that kind of thing. But this time around, we decided that we would put it all on red or black at the casino when we were next around that area.
And
we actually went there last Monday.
Sorry, how much was it again?
$50.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, we are dying to know, red or black?
Well, the thing is, the whole day we were really indecisive about what to put it on. And the whole day we were going... Yeah, I feel like red is good. Red, definitely red.
Yeah.
Yep, red. And we were both like, I feel like possibly red, but we're really bad at making decisions. So we actually ended up paper, scissors, rocking it off. And we decided one of us was black and one of us was red.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I always win paper, scissors, rock, and I was black.
Hey, and just quickly for the listeners at home.
Rock, paper, scissors. I did twitch a little bit, though.
That's all right.
Okay.
Jim went rock. Jim went scissors. He lost.
Okay, continue.
Anyway, I always win, clearly.
So we went
black and put a $50 chip on black And the guy next to us actually put about $300 on red.
He's not having a go, is he?
No.
Should put $1,000.
We spun it and it landed on red. So he was the guy next to us is pretty happy. I think he should have just given us $100 to be honest.
He should have given you your 50 back.
Yeah, exactly. So we lost it all. It was over so quickly as well. It was ridiculous. But,
I now have something to reveal. I was that guy just in a
disguise. You were that guy. Yes. Yep. Yeah. You were the.
I said I was going to go the opposite colour too.
Yep. True. Mm. You were the old Chinese man next to us.
What a shame. Oh, well, that's the end of that one.
What a real attack. Really, Cobb,
I wanted you to win.
You
don't. That's why you need to gamble responsibly, folks, out there.
Yeah, because you hardly ever win.
I do, but I usually just use it for the parking meter that's outside since years.
I have a coin collection, but I use it to fund my Macca's addiction.
Yeah.
Cheeseburgers are plenty.
I feel like you don't even need coins for parking anymore. They always have, like, the apps and, like, you can pay by card and all that kind of thing.
The PayStay app.
Well, that
thing gets me by every Monday morning when I'm coming here.
Yeah, for sure.
Otherwise, I'd have a lot of tickets.
Still operating on old cash,
old-fashioned way.
That's me.
And over in the Sin studio this morning on Get Serial, we have John. I was about to call you John then.
John.
Jim. What? Jim and Cobb. I think it was a mashup between the two of your names. But we have Jim and Cobb over in the Sin house this morning looking for, is it a rat or a mouse? Do we know which it is?
We're not entirely sure. As we're actually just approaching the Sin studios here, as we go up the traffic. So we're not quite sure, but the reports are that there is a rat, a large rat or mouse, somewhere in the Sin studio. So we are coming up to the door now.
Please don't get hit by any traffic. That would be a bad end to the show.
Okay, so we're good radio though. so we're coming to the door. Just hold on 1 second. I've just got to open the door.
They're opening the door, audience. Very riveting radio here.
So the good thing is that the mouse is probably not expecting us at this point in time.
I'm hoping it's just a back door.
It's the element of surprise because nobody...
Ready? Set. Pull the door locked again. Okay, the door's locked. Let's try again. Fire.
Yeah. So they've got the element of surprise here this morning.
We're in. Okay. Wait, what's that? Okay, there's nothing yet, but apparently there is a mouse nearby. Okay, so we are in the Sin Studios. It is deserted.
Now, do you have any tactics at all for catching this rat or mouse?
We are onto something. I, in my research and determination to catch the rat, have found the 10 tips. To catching a rat. The first tip we found is you need to choose the right place to place the trap.
Yeah.
So we're going to think, where would you put a trap? Okay. Elsie, suggestion?
Where would you put a trap? Near the food, I would assume.
So
in the kitchen. Yeah.
Kitchen area. There's some plates, but everything looks pretty clean. There's no food left over. Most people have been pretty good. There's a chair that doesn't work. And you know what? Actually, I've just found a mouse bait station, no joke. It seems like the traps are already in place, but they don't seem to be doing their job. Okay, so...
We're going to plant our own.
Okay, so we need a trap, and we don't have the traditional mouse trap, do we, Jim?
No, we don't, which makes things difficult. So what we're going to do, we're going to use Cobb as a trap.
You're going to use him as a trap?
Yes.
Okay.
So, obviously, we need bait, so we'll find some cheese or something. So, where should we go?
Okay. All right. Well, let's just lay... I reckon we stay down here, and I reckon... Why don't I just lay down here? I'll set the trap. Now, you need some way to enclose the mouse. So, I'm thinking if I open my mouth... Jim, you've got a little cheese. Yeah, I'll just open up now.
Huh?
All right.
This is disgusting, whatever you're doing.
it's very disgusting. Okay. You should see the look on his face. It's quite humorous. So what we're going to do now, the next step, which I haven't read yet, so this will be interesting.
Yeah.
Probably should have done this before we went to air. Leave baited trap out for several days before setting the trap.
Huh?
Oh.
So my concern is, are you okay with this, Cobb? We're going to leave you here for about 3 days.
We'll
get the Wednesday crew to check in on you.
Hopefully the rat comes by then. But the issue is we're not seeing the trap yet, so the rat's just going to come suss him out, and then in a few days' time we'll set him. So, could be okay with that, and that should work. Just one more thing. Don't add poison to the trap.
No, definitely not. We don't want to kill any of the rats or mice scurrying around out there. Yes, especially if it's a human trap. So do you have any other ideas other than baiting or setting up traps for the rat?
We're struggling. We really are. I'm looking around. I'm thinking I could use tables and chairs to set up a fort. I'm going to put a little cheese flag on top of it, and the rats will think it's some sort of cheese palace, much like the Wizard of Oz. It'll follow the little footpath and make its way there, not knowing that I will dive on it.
So you're going to... Really, the aim is just to dive on it and catch it. Are you okay there, Cobb? You don't sound too good.
It's... dire situation for Cobb. He's slowly choking on cheese.
Okay.
You gotta do what you gotta do sometimes, you know? That's how it is. Yeah. All right, so I'll stay here. You can wrap up the rest of the show, Els.
All right.
Pleasure as always. We'll see you and the listeners next Monday. And hopefully we have a rat.
Yes. Hopefully you guys have caught the rat by then. I'm not going to let you leave the house of sin before
you... A live rat,
you've...
too. Yes. A live rat, just to be still.
And he can be our next guest next week.
Yeah, he's going to perform live in studio.
Yes. All right. Thank you very much, guys, for trying to solve that mystery for us and seeing if you could find the rat. But sounds like you failed once again.
Yeah.
So
I was worried we were going to get attacked by the rat.
Well, at least that didn't happen. That's quite good. We will, of course, you guys will be on air next week with me. So we will speak to you again then.
Well done. See ya.
Bye. All right, that is all we have time for this morning. You are listening to Sin 90.7, and next up we have the Sports Desk, so you can stick around for that one. For now, though, I'm going to leave you with a song. We've got Flume and Hold On. See you next Monday.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.